Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Thanks, Bobby, for that wonderful finger.
Big up to Bobby.
Big up to Boggy.
Boggy.
Bobby.
Boggy B.
And welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 125, with your dear hosts. I'm Chris Trott.
Hi, Chris Trott. I'm Ross Hornby.
Hi, I'm Ross Hornby. I'm Alex Smith.
But nice. Who are the hosts?
Us.
We're just introducing us. All right, we're the
and
hosts.
The hosts.
This is our amazing podcast where we talk about hypothetical ideas and explore every tiny crevice of knowledge that humanity has ever uncovered, all packed into our collective three brains.
And we try to cure all the diseases.
Yeah.
All the known diseases.
And then we make up diseases. I think I might be resistant to STIs now.
Why? Because you've had so many.
Yeah. So now if you scrape a little bit of the skin from underneath my foreskin off and then rub it into your gums, you'll be cured. It's like inoculation.
So we have to go through it, though,
fucking
before
hell.
We're immune.
Oh, yeah. All your teeth
are fall out. Our body's going to be fighting it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be a little bit like Spanish flu.
See,
avian flu's on the rise.
Foxes.
I know.
It's affected foxes. It's
jumped to mammals.
Was it cats? No, it was another farmyard animal. Was it sheep?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Let me preface this
by saying nothing's going to go wrong, guys. You know, it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Because this is what I did last time, and then it turned into a global pandemic.
They're going to kill all the animals.
Nothing to worry about. Avian flu's only killed 208 million birds worldwide. And has now made the leap from birds to mammals, which may make it easier to make the leap from mammals to humans. The last time that a bad avian flu happened to humans, it killed like 50% of the people that got it.
Nice.
But we're going to be fine. I watched the third episode of The Last of Us last night.
Oh, I haven't seen them yet.
I've watched one.
It's so good. It's really good.
Yeah.
It took a direction I didn't expect it to.
Fuck, nice.
It made me think,
you know, like it makes sense what I said without spoiling anything. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil it. But I said, like, what about all the gameplay bits in The Last of Us? Mm-hmm. Like, most of it after the point of episode two is then, like, sneaking around behind corridors and desks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, how are they going to handle the story element of that? And they went in a direction I didn't expect.
Nice.
Just very cool.
Yeah. So if you've played the game, it's not necessarily just a carbon copy.
Not at all.
Okay, cool. I like that idea.
It's so good. The third episode is probably my favorite one.
You'd think
so
it would be after episode one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it's not.
That's good. Yeah, I'm glad it's not just because...
And if you've played the game recently, they actually made quite a few like story changes, like the beat changes, especially in episode two.
Sweet, man, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I should watch them.
It's good shit.
But if anything, I can now binge the whole lot in one big...
You binge three of them at
bender.
This point, yeah.
You haven't watched any of it yet?
I've watched the first one.
Oh, okay, right.
I did sleep to the last 5 minutes. I watched it late, I don't know why. And I was like, oh God, it's like almost 90 minutes long. Fuck.
Sleepy boy.
It's Sleepy Boy. The newest one is like 70 minutes as well, isn't it? Yeah. 74 minutes.
Wow.
Episode 3.
It just flew by.
Awesome. Anyway... You don't have to watch it because you're listening to our form of entertainment, the podcast. And have we got a hypothetical for you today, as voted on by our wonderful Patreons. Thank you very much.
For supporting us.
Supporting us on patreon.com/hatchlamps.
Hard times.
Hard times. Cozy lives.
Cozy lives.
We're all
going through the cozy lives. We're witnessing the cost of bananas
I guess technically cozy lives as well.
Cozy.
Post-cozy.
Cozy lives.
Cozy lives.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It's been an interesting five years.
The annoying thing about the price rises for you, other than obviously energy?
Just mainly energy. Mm-hmm. I haven't really noticed supermarket costs that much, no.
What's even the cost
that
of
will happen when
milk anyway?
Marks and Spencer's.
We know.
Yeah, it was already expensive
for me. It's already pretty expensive.
I started on the high end.
If anything, they're evening off.
Yeah. Now I'm like, it makes no difference if I shop in Waitrose or I shop in Lidl. No, there is a Lidl open right next to me, and I occasionally go to. Yeah. But they have to make you run up queue spit on to it? Get in. I'm flobbing on all of these.
Come on to Waitrose, you bastards. I won't eat your cheap food.
That is exactly how it goes. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Even no Ocado's below me.
I'd like to Ocado. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want some regular man driving my supermarket goods.
And then they mix it with low-priced products.
No, that's not how I feel, guys. But I will say that the energy prices are one that I've really noticed.
Oh, yeah. Massively.
But everything else has doubled. Been, like... I mean, reasonable.
But you won't change your
lifestyle.
I don't
have any kids. I don't, you know, I have
a partner.
Have
you had the heating on less, though?
Huh?
Have you had the heating on less now that you feel that sting?
Oh, well, yeah, because there's comfortable, and then there's a little uncomfortable for a big saving, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what you do. You sort of like, I could walk around in just a t-shirt and, like, joggers, or I could save 200 quid a month and wear a hoodie as well, you know? Yeah. Like that's
it's
cozy. I like it. I like being a little bit cold in the house, but... heating yourself up.
Right.
That's why I've got so many jumpers.
And you've got animals for that as well.
And I've got animals.
Murphy is a great little blanket.
Is he?
Yeah.
They create carpets wherever they go.
Yeah.
He does get quite annoying on the bed. He's just
my reptiles aren't warm for some reason.
Weird.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Weird.
Just always, rub them a bit.
They're always there in their glass cases looking at me.
All right, mate.
Why don't you comfort me at night?
Got any worms? Yeah, I got some worms.
More worms, please.
More worms?
I will not return any kind of emotion or love. I will look at you with my eyes, and that's enough.
I really want a parrot, but I don't want a parrot.
A parrot? You do not want a fucking bird.
Right, let me preface this by saying, I don't want a bird.
In second year, there was a woman, I think I must have told this at some point, who got a bird randomly in our uni, like, accommodation.
Your halls?
No, not in halls. It was, like, a house.
Yeah.
But, like, she wasn't going to the uni.
Yeah.
And the room was for rent. She moved in, and I came in, and there was just squawking and, like an aviary in there, and she had two birds.
Do you know what kind of birds they were?
I'm like, what the fuck?
I think
are there birds in the house?
Parakeets, maybe.
What the fuck happened?
Parakeets. So this is the reason I say this is because I've been watching loads of avian flu documentaries. And I've got
want to get a bird that dies of the local flu.
I want to study it. Why I want one is because, like, they're so trainable. They're hilarious. Like, you know, like all of these little birds. They interact with you.
Cool.
They're really clever, and like it's really interesting to see that. I wish you could get a lizard like that because the downside of birds is that they screech all the time.
Yeah.
When they're even just resting on you, their claws are pretty sharp.
Fuck, yeah.
You know, they're not really a human interacting pet, but it's kind of interesting to see. You know,
just keeping them indoors feels wrong.
It does.
Feels wrong.
Yeah, you can take them out. I know for flies.
You said about any animal, right? Keeping it indoors, whatever. But like, a bird has fucking wings, man. I'd release your bird.
These
windows open all the way, right?
I was training
No worries, I put a chip up its ass so it explodes.
Fucking hell. It's a homing pigeon.
Just in the distance you see a shower of green and blue feathers.
Oh my god.
It went out of range.
It went out of range. It doesn't have a return to home functionality, it just explodes.
It was born to fly.
We only had to learn that lesson once.
Fucking hell.
Right. What are our hypotheticals?
This is a long one. Why is this so long?
Oh. I've been enjoying these recently. Sorry.
Okay.
But this is a good one.
Number one. Memory pawn shop. PAWN. Fucking hell. A new business crops up around a new technology, which it uses to buy memories from people and sell it to other people in a store where they can browse. Once you buy a memory, you can take it home and experience it as if it was yours.
Cyberpunk, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Morty's Mindbenders.
Guess that episode, the first episode of Black Mirror.
Mm.
In a way, you can go into people's heads.
Yep.
Or the other one where she uses that weird little TV thing you can see inside your head. Anyway. there are two methods of getting the memory from its originator's brain. Mnemonic imaging makes a copy of it, leaving the original in its originator's head, but producing a lower quality image. It will likely have abstractions, like a person in the original memory might be replaced from a person with a person from the user's brain, or there could be other abstractions like that. Amnesic full transfer. Fucking hell, are these real things?
No.
Takes the full memory out of the person's mind, creating a copy that the user will then experience exactly how the originator remembers it at the time of the transfer. However, the originator will forget it in the process. So that's like just brain removal.
Yeah, taking right? their memory out.
Yeah. Okay.
You could use this to create like generational assassins.
Cloning. This is what I imagine what cloning would be.
Well, also, you just train one military guy to do some sort of stuff. Oh, they're getting too old. Retire them, copy all the memories they had from their training, put it into a new guy. Boom, you're good to go.
Like the Matrix.
You know, like you could, yeah, you could just upload, or it's just like, learning.
Oh, shit, I tagged all of their like military training as porn. And now I've just got all their porn memories.
I'm fucking all of their wives. Anyway, so it says,
what's the question?
Generally, memories extracted by either method are up to an hour in length. Trying to extract a longer segment of memory at a time causes it to become foggier the longer it is. Anybody cool. can go to the memory shop, describe their memories, get an appraisal, and sell their memory for cash.
Oh, shit.
There's no question here. It's just...
This is just...
What are we,
this is just the world we experiment. Live in now. So we can go and, like, sell our memories. So you could go have, like, awesome experiences and sell them.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. That would be cool.
And then you could either go for, like, the budget option,
but, like,
where
so
you
weird.
Keep the memory
yeah.
for yourself... and sell like low quality versions of it, or you could be like, okay, I'm gonna forget that I just had that awesome experience, but sell it for a higher
That's
cost.
So dystopic yeah. though. Like, imagine,
that is
yeah,
pretty dystopic.
It, I guess obviously, essentially watching TV and living vicariously through someone's
yeah.
adventure is that in a way just remembering it as if it was your own thing is just a falsehood.
Although on the upside, say you were like a skydiver or a base jumper or yeah, something like that,
to
and,
learn.
And people wanted yeah. to, well, you could learn, yeah.
yeah
but what
good
about
way to learn?
So, say for example, you do the Amnesiac version where you sell the whole like original, essentially.
Yeah,
you could then just go the next day and do the same jump again, and it would be more exciting for you because it's a fresh experience, right? Mm. So, in a way, it's a benefit for them and a benefit for whoever gets the. Well, it's a double benefit for them. They get to experience the thing that they love doing. As if it's fresh each time, and they get to sell it for a higher price. So that one.
What about all those experiences where you're like, oh, I wish I could wipe my memory and like experience that for the first time again? Mm-hmm. You could do that for like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to wipe that game from my memory,
yeah,
and sell it, and then I can
wow,
like, relive it.
Mm-hmm.
And same with like, oh, the first time I heard that album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can do that only memes, where you kind of wank off and you can see everything, and then the memory they have is of you wanking off.
Yeah,
like
and
VR high quality, porn, basically.
It's basically
it.
VR porn, but yeah, it's all happening. Or like, you know,
oh,
maybe you're
your
you know, fucking a really hot celebrity and it's like, yeah, that's cool.
Whoa. I don't remember doing that.
I'm inside the head of, you know, that guy who seems to fuck every celebrity. What's his name? That one who looks like a... He looks fucked.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No. No. Although, yeah, that would be a good... That's a good example. Great example. I'm in the head of Leonardo DiCaprio. Although that is also invasive and kind of...
God, imagine...
Pervy. Very pervy.
Not if both of the people involved gave
Say, yeah.
their consent
of
and
course,
get money
yeah.
from it.
But only memes. Let's yeah. get on that early. Before the technology exists.
What about...
Trademark
a real, like...
Copy it. I'll call it something different.
What about a mega VIP exclusive memory club? One that's like... I got two versions, right? One that's really fucked up and one that's like not so fucked up. An Oscar-winning performance, right? They sell their memory of them performing that scene to the highest bidder.
Mm-hmm.
They forget they've done that scene, but they won the Oscar for it, and someone gets to relive the experience of them acting that scene.
Yeah.
So that could be a good experience. The other one is killing people and selling that memory.
Fuck.
Well, also, you're ignoring the fact that many people want to use this service to forget things, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, it's like Eternal Sunshine.
But someone else gets it,
yeah,
though.
He's like,
in
like
Eternal Sunshine, where they just, yeah, obviously, if you know, had a bad breakup or something, you want to wipe that person from your memory, which I don't think is a healthy thing to do.
No.
But obviously, it shows you in that film. It's very interesting how they do it, and obviously, it's blotching things out.
Yeah,
but like
film.
that could be a method, like if it was that traumatic, or maybe even like grief as well, like
yeah.
if you could wipe those kind of
oh,
things
yeah.
that would be like a pretty
isn't that like an fit. Important integral part
it is
of, like,
it really is. It's like, yeah, this is basically creating like kind of a that's why I say it's like a falsehood. It's like you're
living in a naive world,
yeah, pasting
but then
over
there's
it.
Some things that have been done to you, like grief,
but if
it's
so traumatic
thing.
And it's like
exactly.
affects your life in a negative way,
exactly.
yeah, that's
it could
true.
Be a, it could be a positive thing, and obviously that, yeah. But if it's just like, oh fuck, a really shitty like experience with this one thing, or
yeah,
a terrible customer today, it's like, well, I want to remember my memory. It's like that's really, you know, vapid and pointless.
But yeah, trauma and shit, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
like,
if it could make, because yeah, then it could be a real yeah healthy thing to do. To fix
what if they could like
your
take your memory and augment it?
Well,
like
yeah.
take the memory out, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna replace all those. you know, horrible bits with like fluffy animals and oh, you're petting like a rare dodo that's 16.
Oh, well, yes. There I am riding a woolly mammoth, petting my dodo and waving at cavemen. None of these which
in reality,
exist at the same
it was my
time.
Uncle.
Yeah. Fucking hell. This mammoth is different. Oh God, that's fucked.
That's fucked. That's,
replacement, but you remember trauma it. Replacement.
You just remember petting that wild, rare animal.
Oh, so rare.
Oh, and he's petting you.
Oh, wow. My God. That's, yeah, that's, but yeah, picking films up would be interesting because it's like, shit. Like, there's something like this, was it Skyrim? You said, oh, like, I wish I could forget it so I could play again and
yeah.
enjoy it again.
Yeah. But only an hour at a time in this world.
And 1 hour. Okay, yes, of course.
Oh, yeah. You're finally awake.
That is quite a specific.
that's a good line.
They deleted my ability to speak. What?
I want to... Whoa, okay. You take the extracted memory. I assume they could get memories that you don't remember too well and get them in perfect clarity.
Mm. Is this like the... Oh, no. It's a Harry Potter reference. The occlumency thing where it is where he takes his memory and pops it in a little jar.
Mm. HP reference.
HP. Look, we're not playing the game, all right?
What if you extracted your own memories that you've kind of got hazy, got forgotten, but this technology allows you to, you know, make it a really clarified, high-def version of it, and then you buy it back?
That would be cool.
So you'd be like,
that is the Black Mirror thing where it's like everything's recorded on that little chip in the back of your head. And it's like, are you chipped too? And it's like, yeah, I am, bro. But I just watch your wife fucking another guy. And it's like, oh, that's really fucked up. Zip, zip, it's in HD. Zip. I can see everything. Trauma.
Also,
get the trauma out there. Get the trauma out there. Let's start fucking with our heads. I don't know what's real anymore. What is real? Did that happen?
Everyone's worried about that, aren't they? I think it's probably a good thing to worry about. Well, AI, but also like the idea that like once we get good enough at simulating things, are we going to have a whole like existential crisis about everything? And we might.
And what
depends on if you're perpetually online, because like interacting with people in real life, like until we start fucking with that, and obviously like with this method of like your real memory, I think we're still okay. But obviously, like if you're online and like obviously identities and stuff are hard to.
Also, there is a trust element of like you sell a memory, right? And then they give it back to you. What? How do you know that they've not fucked with it?
Just
in some way.
Take your computer to.
I've always supported Trump.
To the tech guys.
Have they copied all my files over? You never know.
I want you to take the memory of me being born and give it back to me in full HD.
I want to watch it. I want to watch it in a third person. What? How?
Go deep.
Give me that doctor's memory of me. That'd be interesting, though. Get a viewpoint from someone else.
Yeah.
So, I never saw that happen. Thing. I'd like to see how that looked.
So in the new Cyberpunk, they do brain dances where you get to walk around the memory, which is quite cool. It's a very cool concept.
Imagine a film where it is literally just a load of extras in a kind of a full like role play setting, like LARP or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you can basically direct it from any angle possible. And obviously there's, you know, if it's like first person, it's really fucking weird. But like, I mean, that's how Peep Show is. It's, you know, if you've ever watched Peep Show, it's like sometimes you're like, where the fuck is that viewpoint? There's some kid across the road. It's like, that's weird. But it's quite clever how they've done that. But
that
would be interesting. Because that'd be a really interesting like filmmaking technique.
I guess in a way it's like.
So that's the bit where
animation.
Mark fights off the teenagers. Yeah, I think I know the bit.
Where Sophie's watching from the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the first episode.
It's bringing animation tool set to real life, right? Where it's like, oh, I just want to take that camera in this 3D dimension and put it over here. That would be awesome to do in real life.
Well, if you had a
like
computer
after the
that
fact.
Could until you simulate like everything, right? So like imagine you had a computer that could simulate or at least algorithmically guess like what goes on based on available data, right? So let's say we had a billion data points, we had an AI that could work things out.
A really nice open source data set that's definitely not stolen.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
And an AI that definitely has entirely innocent purposes. You could probably simulate what a person... So you said earlier you wanted somebody to show you the doctor's perspective of you being born.
Yeah.
You could probably simulate that. I mean, it wouldn't be real as such, but it'd be as close to real as possible of like
what
that
doctor
saw. I just
want to see my mom's vagina.
Yeah.
I just really want to see what the doctor was seeing.
You coming out of it.
Fuck, that was traumatizing. Oh my, that's me.
Yeah.
That doesn't look anything like me.
Yeah.
Like, there's like enough data there to be like, what was the hospital like at that time? Mm-hmm. We've got enough archive pictures to like recreate. You're likely to have been in this bed. and this doctor was working at that time because we've got like the data of like who was employed
If you go historical, that would be good because it's like then you can go to like the thought process of like some of the worst fucking dictators of all time.
Devs, isn't it? Do you remember that show, Devs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, really good. Yeah, Devs is really
good. That's what made me think of it because Nick Offerman's in that as well.
God, Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
From Parks and Rec to all these crazy roles.
Yeah, he's really good. So yeah, Devs is a great show. It's very underrated, actually. Not a lot of people watched it. But
Devs is great.
Yeah, really, really cool. It's basically a show where they come up with a quantum computer so powerful it allows them to accurately simulate like images from the past and stuff like that. Yeah. So they managed to simulate things forward and backwards. Very, very, very interesting. Loved it.
They fuck with time.
Yeah.
But yeah, because it's hard over, obviously, as time goes on to, obviously, the history repeats itself kind of idea. Yeah. If you could actually live through it and know these things, like, I mean, saying that we film documentaries, those are all things that exist, but people still fuck up. So maybe that isn't the answer.
Yeah, but documentaries.
But if something visceral about seeing the actual actions.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think first person perspective, like experiencing something is very different. Imagine like reliving World War One, for example.
Yeah.
Like actually going there and seeing the harrowing. I guess
it's like combat footage, like combat footage stuff on Reddit, like it's so fucking like visceral and like real and like that's basically the closest thing, like,
and that's watching it from the comfort of your home, right? On a, like a GIF or something or a YouTube video.
But if that was in your head as a memory of the perfect recreation and you're living it, I think it would give you a completely different viewpoint and perspective on these kind of shitty situations.
Would it also like desensitize you because you're experiencing that, but there's no damage or anything can come to you, right? You're just experiencing
That's where you get the Ozana band, which of course recreates real pain. When we put it on, honestly, I felt the most shocking pain and
it really felt real.
Soaring orgasms though.
And despite it being a band around a specific part of your body, I felt it everywhere.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I wrapped it around my penis when you were
looking.
It's a shame
the program it was based on was actually pretty shit.
It's a shame. Yeah. Because that was quite a cool marketing thing.
Wow.
And we were great actors.
We were. That's why people were pissed off. Yeah. Like, where do I get this? This looks pretty cool. I can do it with my VR set. It's like,
yeah, it's not real.
Yeah, no, we're assholes.
It's not real.
You live and learn.
I mean, nearest thing to the Ozana band now. You know, there's got to be some haptic shit out there, right?
There's haptic vests.
But like, I wonder if there's anything around the neck now. It just gives me a light electric shock every time I think about chocolate.
Oh, right. You want to shock therapy yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that. You could just do that anyway.
I'm
sure there's a way you could program like one of those fucking.
I'm eating more chocolate and enjoying the pain.
I can't eat chocolate without being electrocuted
and aroused.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've thoroughly dissected.
Wow, we've been going on about this a long time, I think.
It's quite a cool concept, though, like extracting memories and selling them.
Would you do it, though? I guess that's the question, is like, would you use that service? Or would you kind of like... It's certainly the type of thing which I feel like I would not touch for a while until people have like...
Tested it.
But it seems like the type of thing that if you're fucking with your actual memories or anything with your brain and stuff, like...
It seems ropey, doesn't it?
Yeah. Some people get tattoos on their eyes. It's like, well, you're fucked.
You've got to presume that it's...
you use a test bed.
That it's, like, safe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there sounds like there's all sorts of nightmare results from fucking with your memories, but give it a go.
But if you could do it, like, what if you could have a recreation of a memory, or, like, you can basically just design your own memory that you live in a dream every time you go to bed. You can be like,
That'd be very cool.
Set this one.
That's
I really want to go, yeah, and this basically, like, you've just... Mm-hmm. Oh, but you're peacefully sleeping, your mind is at rest, but you're doing something fucking badass,
cool.
Or like maybe you're just fucking around.
Or even just the concept of like not just extracting memories, but extracting dreams to relive those. That'd be fucking crazy. Imagine that. Like how abstract it would be to like experience it in consciousness.
Saving the dream.
The dream you had.
Fuck.
Yeah, definitely. I think that kind of accessing your subconscious to stimulate things is probably something that we'll see. I mean, I don't want to mention Neuralink but I'm going to say it.
You've said Neuralink now.
That's an example of people trying to mess with that sort of stuff. Whether or not it's going to work, whether or not they're even barking up the right tree, you know, because there's elements of what they've got to work, you know, that they had like a monkey interfacing with a computer, like mouse, right? Going up, down, up, down. But these are all very, very basic things. And it may not even be the way to truly, you know, fully interact with something. I mean, if it's literally a chip that's just looking for the brain waves that say up, You know, like that's quite remedial.
That's still fucking cool though. Like, to be, if I can just use this laptop with my eyes.
Yeah.
Obviously, not using the eye tracker thing, but like actually just like just with thought.
Mm.
That would blow my mind.
It's slow though.
Probably literally because it's early technology.
And also it's invasive surgery. Mm. Would you really go through invasive surgery just to move the mouse around?
Like I said, with the memory thing, like I would not fuck.
Mm.
It's one of those things where like, yeah, you need to appreciate what you have right now. It's like, I wouldn't fuck with my eyes. I wouldn't fuck with, I mean, unless it was obviously going to make them better, like having, you know.
What about a third eye in the middle?
Forehead? You know, the third eye, of course. Well, yeah.
Because you're not fucking with the...
Let's not be silly.
So there's so much real estate here. Like, what's the point? What's the point of a forehead?
Nutting someone.
It's just for nothing, because that's all nothing. I can tell so far. Like, what is the point of the forehead? Is it like a heat sink for your brain? Is that where like all of the heat comes out?
I think so. Heat dissipation forehead. Yes. So it reflects the sun.
Didn't they say in football they want to stop people from headbutting because it's like literally not headbutting?
Yeah,
heading the football because it's like
painful. And
every time
brain
they
damage.
Do it, it's a risk of yeah. Brain
I learned
damage
that pretty early on when I tried heading a ball in my like teens. I'm like, that hurts a bit. I'm not going to do that.
It like slaps your forehead because it like
which is yeah an impact to your brain and like it's just every time you get one. Those it's slightly more increased chance of getting like dementia or Alzheimer's
early on. I smacked my head last year. It's a type of thing that you're worried about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
I dramatically died as an orc at LARP, and I threw my head back. So I fell back. And then flopped backwards onto my back, and it hadn't rained in like 4 months. Oh, so the ground was like concrete.
Oh my god!
My head goes back, and it's I was like, I think I might have concussed myself. And then I thought about that, about the whole thing of like, you know, major blows to the head.
Not even repetitive blows, but still, like, I mean, it only takes one to do some damage, but like, fucking hell.
The Neuralink thing reminded me of how many animals that they've killed so far. 1,500.
Yeah, and apparently, like in terms of testing, that's really high. But I'm not sure. I don't know enough to make a comment.
I imagine like
on it,
once they do the surgery and just like yes,
in this one,
we weren't even like planning to like have longevity with this thing. Just seeing if it works. We're gonna have to kill it now, or it died
brutal,
in surgery or something.
Yeah,
awful.
That stuff's so brutal. I like follow something on Instagram called Camp Beagle.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role and movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star News.
I pull up the today's like installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
Where they literally, I mean, this is depressing as fuck, but yeah, they literally just test on beagles and stuff, and they've got like a shaved patch of the number on their head, and like they're just always bringing in like truckloads of them, and it's, oh, these cute little puppies, and it's just like, I don't know why, I only followed it because I was like trying to support it, but now I see these fucking grim images of beagles all the time. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
but I don't want to unfollow it.
It's difficult.
I just want to mute
it.
How do I mute this on Instagram? This is my real question.
Yeah,
this is my hypothetical.
How do I find the mute?
You're already empathetic towards the cause.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And I was like, yeah, it's just, But there's so much grim shit going on in the world that like, it is easy to look away. But
extract
I'm glad that
there
are people fighting for those things.
Extract that memory onto a USB and stomp on it.
Yeah, and mice as well. Yeah, mice are getting fucked over.
Poor mice.
Save the mice. But then again, it all advances us as well. This is the kind of like the conflicting element of all this shit. It's just like,
what we need to find is a really like dopey alien race that love it, that love being experimented on and killed off.
Dopey alien.
Sweet, yeah, we can't die.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. We won't die. Keep doing it.
We reproduce when we die.
Yeah, I came. Shoot me, bro. Oh, yeah.
Every time you do it, I just ejaculate.
You
it's
brain
cool.
Surgery?
Cut
like
my eyes
cut
out, man.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, fucking
bro.
Weird, yeah.
That sounds like a Rick and Morty episode.
It
You're
does.
Welcome.
It could be.
They're going to need some ideas now that...
Now that Justin Roiland's...
They're replacing... I found that impressive. I mean, saying that, like, yeah, there's so many people doing
impressions. Oh, jeez, Rick!
Because they replaced several Simpsons characters as well fairly recently. Like, was it a Pooh and a few other characters?
Well, they changed that one because it was racist.
Yeah. Exactly. Right? Yeah, yeah, but like, as in like, impersonators are so good that like they can replace him entirely. Although with Rick and Morty, obviously I guess the difference is that he wrote it as well. So it's like you'd have to get that kind of vibe back. But I'm sure you probably wouldn't notice. Like, yeah, you probably wouldn't notice. But yeah, I mean,
it's annoying because I thought the most recent Rick and Morty was like a bit of a return to form, and you know, then he goes and.
But although he's saying that, his voice was sounding different in it. So if anything, it might get better.
Do you think they might have changed it already?
Oh, there's what, the voice?
Yeah.
The next series is going to be.
Oh no! I just thought maybe they'd already done it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No,
just use
very
AI
fresh stuff.
Just AI vocal labs.
Yeah, but it's the improv and stuff that obviously like was all him. But you know,
well, there's a whole profession out there of voice actors that fill in dub lines for actors that can't do it, and they do like an insane job. And all they're like, you know, when you get like a game and it's like a cartoon character that's originally played by ex Hollywood actor,
they get someone to do it. An impressionist,
yeah.
Like, who's that guy that was always on BBC TV? They did was it Mac something or another? It was Big Impression or something like that.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Damn it, I can't remember. And they had the woman that did Nigella as well all the time.
I know you mean, yeah. Do they have many impressions?
This is an old fucking reference. Yeah, because we don't do impressions very much anymore.
See, that orc hit didn't fuck up your brain. You're fine.
There was Bremen the Bird and Fortune, which was like a political satire impression.
Right.
Which was all about, politics. Mm-hmm. But
Bremner?
No.
No, it was...
Alistair McGowan.
McGowan.
Yeah. So, right. Okay, cool. But that one.
There's some really good impersonators on TikTok, which is really good. Yep. So,
There's a guy that does Keira Knightley really well. Have you seen that one?
No, I don't.
There's a guy that does such good Keira Knightley impressions. Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, some impressions that really tickle me.
Oh, like Keira Knightley going to get mannerisms. Coffee. It's just like, coffee.
Yeah. Sometimes it's mannerisms is all it takes. It's so good.
Gritting her teeth.
Yeah, really funny.
Apparently, Tom Hanks's brother is an impressionist of Tom Hanks.
Oh. Well.
What the fuck?
Did you know that?
That sounds so fucking warped.
So, like, anytime Tom Hanks is like, you do the line.
No way.
Brother.
Hey, guys, it's me, not quite as good, Hanks.
Oh, my God. Imagine living off your brother like that. Yeah, it's just like, I'm actually just an impersonator for my brother. I'm my brother's tribute band. Is that what the fuck?
Thank you very much.
fuck me.
Thanks for the payday.
He does the voice for toys and games of, like, Woody and...
No way. Because he charges less.
I'm cheaper.
Is there a license? I guess, can you... Like, what the fuck?
Hanks, but no Hanks?
Hanks, but no
All
Hanks.
These great company names for a guy whose brother is Hanks, Tom Hanks.
Hanks, but no Hanks. Well, surely his brother was just like, anything you want. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, do it. Like,
why are you getting into acting? Nah, I'm just going to do an impersonation for you.
Yeah, that's you've done really weird, though. I find that quite creepy. It's like your brother started just doing impersonations of you online and just being like, well, I'm just going to be Alex Smith today. That'd be weird, would it not? Or would you embrace it and be like, oh yeah, get your money, get that bag?
I'm like, I don't think I'm that famous, Rory. I don't think there's going to be...
But he's trying hard, he's making it work.
Yeah, interesting.
It's nepotism, but it's also like no one else can really do it as well as the brother that has the same genetics.
What about Chet Hanks, surely?
Chet's all right. Gave up. Yeah.
Chet's doing some drugs and getting really into Red Pill.
And sounding like, Jamaican.
Oh yeah, he did that, yeah.
It was Creole he was doing an impression of, right?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Which... I'm not going to get into it, but...
You support Chet?
I don't support Chet.
You stand in solidarity with Chet?
No.
He stands with Chet.
No, I don't stand with Chet. But I think that the Creole thing he was trying to explain was, you know, the people do speak like that, not necessarily him, but like... And he was just like, oh, I just hung out with these people and I like the way they spoke. The problem was that he's a fucking idiot and like doesn't really like...
Think very deeply, I think.
It is what it is, but...
Naivety.
Because everyone picks up stuff from the groups of people they hang out with, right? But like, there are certain elements where it's like, okay, that's a bit odd, a bit too far in there. Especially if it just popped up out of nowhere.
Well, there's a language...
Within his adult life, he's like, oh, no, I'll just be like this now.
There's a language guy on YouTube who does like loads of videos of like surprising people by speaking their language. And he speaks like tens of languages.
I know the guy, yeah.
And there's one where he speaks some form of Creole. It might have been like... Haitian patois or something like that. I can't remember, but it sounds because the language or the regional dialect has grown up with like English around it or English influences, French influences. It does sound a bit like almost like corrupted English in some respects, like, you know, and or it sounds like what we might hear is slang, but that's actually like the genuine greeting that everybody from that region that speaks it uses, you know. Yeah. Like, and so it is quite difficult because I see the whole Apu thing. Here's a podcast hot take.
Oh, me, here's the hot take.
There it is.
I don't think that doing any accent should be considered racism, right? Like,
I think it depends on, it really depends on a lot of things.
And he was also it was more a corner about shop owner and stereotype to hell.
Yeah, but that's like the writers in general. Yeah, and do a lot of people from like Indian descent work in shops like that? From what
I think it was
you
also
can
like,
see is it does happen.
But like the character was like made fun of because of those stereotypes.
Right. Yeah, and that's bad. But changing
so it's more
the
about representation
actor.
Now. It's more of a case of like, look, they weren't represented back when the program started. And so, yeah, now they have an opportunity to change it. And, you know, it's still the same stereotype, though.
And but I think like, but the thing is, I've got a real hang up with like accents as like, I think you should be free to do whatever accent you like, because it I agree with what you're saying about don't take the piss out of people's cultures. Don't belittle people for their race or whatever.
Do an Indian accent.
I can't do a good Indian accent. It just sounds kind of Welsh. And my Welsh accent sounds kind of Indian. But I mean, like, I think that it's a little bit like stepping beyond, going above and beyond what is necessary in order to create an equal and fair society is all I'm saying. You know, like,
why are you the intent of why you're doing the accent's important.
Yeah,
like if you're doing it to, I don't know why you would do it.
Yeah,
but like,
or mocking. If you're
most
mocking.
Of the time, you're doing an accent like that in a comedic fashion to mock.
Yeah, we mock
or
the
use
Scouse
that accent.
What's like, wrong with mocking people?
Chicken. We do the shit.
Exactly. But nobody cares about that because that's
but do they
a
not?
White
there's definitely,
yeah,
they probably will.
Accent.
They might do.
I think there's a proximity-based racism
free
spectrum.
Pass.
No, so, yeah. No, I say it's a spectrum where it feels worse the further away from you it is.
That's fair.
I'm not saying that's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying
that's how it goes.
How it feels. Mm-hmm. That you can do regional UK accents and feel like I understand this culture enough to know that they're going to get the joke because it's kind of dry wit silliness. Mm-hmm. And we're not taking the piss.
Yep.
However,
other people might not interpret it like that and have a negative experience because
and I
of
also
it.
Don't have fair. The experience of their culture to understand what is funny and what isn't. I'm just doing it from my perspective in this culture, and that could be offensive. So
yeah, like we know that northern people have miserable lives, so we can take the piss out of that is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And Chet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chet Hanks can take the piss out of Creole.
No. He wasn't taking
well,
this
he wasn't
the piss.
No, but
saying,
he could because he's been living
he's
in
been
that
living
culture.
Amongst them.
No, if he wanted
like,
to.
Right, okay.
He's got a pass.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got
it. It's a very complex thing because, it's like lived experiences. Like, do you have to have someone who's specifically gone through all of those things, a character or whatever?
You can't possibly.
Yeah. Whereas,
but what if you
know,
could buy memories?
Buying memories.
Of every
of
culture.
Well, yeah.
We
well, yeah, then you
have
like, well, I've lived it, actually.
Slang.
I've actually lived it all.
Well, yeah, of course. But it's just like, yeah, it's like when, you know, obviously, didn't Netflix go through and like remove any scene with any blackface in it whatsoever, right?
Yeah.
And obviously there are shows which...
Maximum Overwoke.
Yeah, but like there are shows where like they've used blackface, but they've used blackface in a way that is literally just like, this is wrong and we're showing you why it's wrong in this clip. That's why, in satire or otherwise. I don't agree that, using blackface in general is like, it's bad. But like obviously...
I think the way...
There was a point to some of these clips where they've removed them and it's kind of like you've then just...
Yeah,
then
no
start
context.
Removing and editing all of this stuff.
Yeah, I think.
But the point of that clip was to be like, this is fucked up. This is wrong. That's why it's in there.
It's the way Disney does it is, I think, the best way is like they put a disclaimer at the start. And like, we're not removing
cartoons,
anything, but like this is in the context of it, the period of its time, and show it in its entirety and don't hide the truth. Don't erase it. As if, like, we've always been pure and perfect. And
absolutely. Yeah. Like, you know.
No, we've been horrible in the past and took advantage of other
Everyone
cultures.
Has been. And we're all kind of shit. Like, you know, like, we're, as the Christian church puts it, we all live in sin, right? Like, everyone does. Like, you can't be a perfect human being. And I think that's what I'm more getting at is, like,
context
we're all going to fuck up. Don't purposefully be a cunt if you can help it.
But it's all about context. The context is crucial in all those situations. But I think a lot, like companies like Netflix are trying to watch their own back and just, delete all these scenes to make sure no one's offended. But when you look at something like Little Britain, where they were literally just, they were just mocking.
That was all stereotypes.
They were literally just mocking, you know, and being like trying to be stereotypical and stuff.
And like
that's different.
The disabled character.
But it's case by case, isn't it?
And the racist, like, granny or something like that. It was all fucking weird.
Yeah, because it didn't...
It's like punching down, isn't it, basically? Punching down humour.
It is. But but it's complicated, isn't it? It's not like I'm a free speech absolutist. I'm not at all. I think it's stupid. I don't really pertain to have any particularly, like, this is the way to do it views either, although I know it sounds like that sometimes. But, like, Little Britain's shit. Like, I'm going to say that. It's pretty garbage. Like the funniest Matt Lucas ever was when he was the drummer on Nevermind Stars. Yeah. Like, and I've always thought David Williams is a bit of a dick anyway. But anyway, yes, it was shit, and yes, it's punching down. But then, like,
it's also historical. So, like, is it something that you?
What do you do with it? It happens. They're saying that shit, and then you move on, I guess.
But the media from it is still available. Yeah. You can still buy, you know, a Little Britain DVD, and it's got everything on there, right? It's obviously just on a platform where they can control that. They're making a choice, and that's, you know, up to them.
Yeah,
you know, they can be like, oh yeah, we don't want this here. Like, we want to make sure our community is safe. But I mean, it's quite confusing with Netflix with some of their content.
And equally, what are they worried about? Like, are they worried about some kids seeing that and thinking this is the way I should live my life? Because if a kid impressionable, they're already fucked. You know,
but I guess that's censorship, like, in general. Holy shit! Like, we went through censorship stuff for film
kids
studies.
Are
loads.
Impressionable. And you have to be worried. You have to worry
but
about
what
it.
Do you have to do then? Do you have to censor media based on, like, as in? I think Little Britain, for example, as the example here, I'm not talking about, like, some sort of ultra gore, ultra horrific shit. Like, this is just shit, punchy down humor, as you say, right?
Yeah.
That has some prejudices in it. It does. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, but then, like, what is the actual, like, problem? It's just shit. Watch it and see if it's shit, or don't watch it are your options.
I don't think you interpret it that way. You're seeing it from an adult perspective, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, like... absorb this entertainment and then have a reflection on this moment, and then see kids will just absorb what they are given. And as a young kid, you think adults are responsible and have made correct decisions, and everything that's set out before you is because adults know best. So when you're absorbing this entertainment, I still feel like this is funny and it's okay because it's on TV and it's been given to me, so that must be make it fine for it to be
absolutely
consumed
at
and
the
repeated.
Time when it was released. Yeah, I think that's probably more
and I think that's why it's important to have context for, like, Disney does at the start.
Explains
so
it,
that the parent or whatever can be like, oh shit, that's got some of that stuff in it.
Yeah.
Do I want my kid
or it's
absorbing
like, this was
it like
made
a
in
sponge.
This time, this is why it's like this.
But then that's
things
the role of the
now.
Parents ultimately.
Sure, but that's censorship, like, in general when film censorship and all this stuff. Like, when you think of, like, fuck, like when we were younger, like Terminator was an 18, it's probably like a 12A now. Right?
Yeah.
Because they reclassify stuff all the time. It's just like, so why was it an 18 then? Because times change, things are different. Like, what we consider really fucking violent back then is actually just something that's on a cartoon today.
I think
in the morning,
it's important to reanalyze and change the bar based on, like, what's going on. Like, we're prudish in some respects compared to other countries.
Well, yeah, I mean, have you seen also, like, censorship of fucking books in America as well, where it's just like, that's fucked.
Well, you can go backwards,
removing
it turns
books,
out.
And it's just like, well... Those are the books you should be reading, isn't that a quote or something that was like, if someone's trying to ban a book, read that fucking book.
Even in the UK, there are now teaching guidelines that say that you shouldn't push anti-capitalist media and ideas. Like,
oh, really?
As a teacher, like, that's something that they're actively trying to stop, the UK government is anyway. So, like, it's not just in the US, it's also in the UK.
It's crazy. You think, like, human progress is always like a linear upward scale, but no, it's like, whoa, fuck.
Yeah, you're fighting ideologies all the time, and and our votes all mean nothing.
But keep voting.
We don't just that's.
I think we should vote.
Apathetic and depressing, but there you go. We're living through it. Cosy lives.
Cosy lives.
Hashtag Cosy
so
lives.
So we're gonna sell this memory, right? Of this us doing this hat chat.
We'll sell this memory
so that we can relive it whenever we want.
Was there a second hypothetical?
There is. Look at this. Well, I mean, I can read it.
It's a big boy.
Oh God, is it dark?
I could use it for
the next one,
for other ones, and read.
Okay. How long have we been going?
Because I think the three are pretty good. This is 41 minutes so far.
Okay.
It's up to
you. Well, let's think about something positive to end this one.
When will porn be reclassified? I think that's always just an 18 plus, isn't it? That's kind of just the go-to, isn't it?
Porn is like a threshold.
There's a soft core, I guess.
Consent, like, and the age of, you know.
Also, how, like, people's view sexuality. With every generation, sexuality becomes, I think, seemingly
would you censor,
expressive.
You know, furry animals fucking.
Huh?
Would you censor, we'll call that an 18? If you didn't see a dick and you see two furry creatures fucking.
Eventually,
with David Attenborough talking over the top.
Eventually, I don't think it will
be. God, this is pornographic.
I think
I'm really turned on.
Like, the only, this is the thing. It's like, it's almost
you
like,
are, but I'm not.
I wonder how much censorship is about preserving, like, the turn on, almost, you know? Because, like, say you saw it everywhere.
Maybe.
And say, like, you know,
let's keep it clean.
People fucking was as normal for a person to watch as lions fucking on a nature documentary, right? Like,
yeah.
That way you're removing an element of, like, ooh. You know, and I right. do wonder how much that's been.
It's
preserved.
Just the idea of the taboo.
Yeah, right. But then I do. I honestly think that eventually we will normalize like that sort of thing, because I do think that generation seem to be becoming more sexually liberal. I don't really know how to explain it, but like people don't worry as much.
Well, like most explicit thing on TV when we were growing up was like fucking Eurotrash or some shit. Yeah, like, what the fuck is that?
Like I now, like we're open up your more now Twitter and you'll see everything. We were though. At the same time, I feel like it's not. We're not, like I said, we're not going
on HBO, mate.
Not going on a linear path of like, I feel like in 20 years, we're like exploring this now, and then it's going to be like 20 times more liberal. And
yeah, but we're taking control of our own media now. So that's where the difference is. Now that we have control of what we want to see. I guess the reality is it's just so hard to censor any of that. So the internet is just this fucking like mess of everything all at once.
And it could go draconian, like governments shutting it down, trying to at least.
Aren't they trying to shut down TikTok now or something? That's because of China or some shit, some backdoor shit.
It's like security.
Well, apparently there is a difference between the videos you see on TikTok within China and the videos you see outside of TikTok in China, outside of China on TikTok. In that, like, apparently there's limitations on how much kids can use social media full stop in China. But equally, TikTok shows them more like educational videos than they do outside of China. So there is, like, you could almost say, also China, in a way, helped fuel the opioid epidemic in America. Elf bars, the current scourge that I often talk about, these 20 milligram nicotine toking puffs things you can get everywhere right now.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have a tobacco license, you can sell them. They're made in China.
Like,
there is elements of like national influence that countries like China can have, and I don't think it's outside the realm's possibility for TikTok to be an easily leverageable propaganda and disruption tool.
Yeah, like Cambridge Analytica for Facebook.
Yeah,
that's the
threat. Apparently, is like TikTok, the data being used and the algorithms, etc., can be manipulated by the Chinese government.
Yeah, like they could be very effective if they wanted to be. And Russia has been just as effective. You know, Russia's essentially in part responsible for the last sort of 10 years of US and UK political turmoil, in that they managed to disrupt things to an extent where Donald Trump got elected and Brexit happened.
Which triggered so much other stuff. I don't know. This wasn't the positive
end.
We're delving deeper into more of the realities of what we're living through today. But
okay, positive. It's soon to be springtime.
Soon.
Where
we're going to be able to wear these jumpers.
Chris Jordan's going to have to move to his Q2 wardrobe, but it's going to mean that there are going to be lots of little cute little lambs in the fields.
Oh, that's nice.
There's going to be green shoots sprouting from the trees and from the ground. There's going to be the sound of new life in the air as the birds that haven't caught avian flu tweet happily at their young in their nests.
They're tweeting, "Where's my mother?
Where is she? She had a cough when
they're
she
being
left.
Led to the set."
Oh, Mum, you all right?
What's that pile of burning bodies over there,
the tone
mother?
Of bird tweeting has taken a more somber tone.
As a farmer pitchforks 8 more foxes onto the bonfire on his farm. Oh, it's been a bloody bad year for foxes.
Another one.
Not another one.
Bad
no.
Yield.
Good news is I've got a full fox suit now. This is the guy dressed
just all these farmers lavishly wandering around. Hey, what are you wearing? What the fuck?
You're wearing the latest fox fur. And cats. What?
It's your local cats.
There's a bit funny. And a bit of new life, new hope that spring brings. And I'm not Christian, by the way, at all.
Are you not? He's pagan.
No, I'm not. I'm not religious in any way.
Sure.
But I do worship that booty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're talking about our D&D series, of course.
Oh,
which should be listened to. There's another podcast that we do and have done.
There's a booty podcast. You should listen to it all. It works really well in podcast form.
I can put the poster behind this.
There's a poster up here.
If you were watching,
if you listen to Booty,
there.
Or if you only listen to our podcast and you don't know, we have a booty poster. The last few are available for sale.
We've signed them
all. They have all of our signatures on, all four of us, Craig as well. Chuck it in as part of a bundle. I don't think we're charging any more for them as signed. We just wanted to increase their value
indeed
to you, our valued viewers. If you'd like to become a member or a Patreon of this podcast, you can. It's patreon.com/hatfilms. We very much appreciate the support that lots of people already give us. And some of those Patreons were involved in voting for some of the bullshit we spoke about on here. They didn't choose the avian flu stuff, though, just so you know.
That was all us.
Yeah. You do get some new perks, though, because we've shifted the way members work. Mm-hmm. We are now uploading all the members' videos that we put on YouTube to Patreon as well.
Yeah.
So if you like our videos that we do, you just get that anyway as being a Patreon supporter, mm-hmm. and usually earlier than like the public releases go out, and usually extended versions as well. That's which is cool. Sweet, hey? And we hope to do more of that
bonus content
for that
stuff. So yeah
boy.
Dope. Well, so, thanks for listening, everybody.
We covered the spectrum again from a white cis male perspective.
You got it. This is the.
If I don't know how to live another perspective.
Get some memories.
But I can certainly empathize.
Get some memories
boot polish, mate. Oh wait, no, that's not the way to do it, is it? No, I'm still. I'm learning. It's a process.
We're all learning here, and this will be outdated in a few years.
Yeah.
All these views.
Yeah.
So.
And I'll probably be in a Romanian prison somewhere. You know.
I'll get Andrew Tated.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back. Yes. Next week, again, we're doing Thursdays live, but the podcast releases should be normal
Saturday,
and standard.
Yeah. Same as.
And yeah, we'll see you then. Have a great time and enjoy The Fingal by our wonderful friend, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks Bobby.
Appreciate
thanks for watching.
It.
Bye.
Bye.